Welcome to Spirit of Stewardship. Jeremy Belsky is your host for real-life stories, encouragement, and ideas to enhance your own gifts of work, wealth, and wisdom in response to God's blessings for you.
I'm Jeremy Belsky, and today's topic is, to tithe is to trust and be blessed. I know of a woman who is exemplary in her trust in God. This is her story. She had gone through a bitter divorce with her cheating husband. She got to keep the house and had full custody of her 7-year-old daughter. The mother's job earned her an average to below average pay. It was a big financial commitment to send her daughter to Catholic grade school. But she did it anyway, trusting in God's care for her. On top of this, she was already tithing 10% to her church and other charities. Although she always had just enough to pay the bills at the end of each month, she never felt financially challenged. She believed in God's blessings to her in other ways. Good health, close family and friends, and a wise steward of her own resources. Then came an opportunity for blessing. She unexpectedly won thousands of dollars through a court settlement on some wrongful damage done to her home by the builder. In an act of complete trust for God's continued blessings, she gave it all away to the poor. This, my friends, is a remarkable story of faith and trust in God. Tithing 10% is an enormous commitment regardless of your household income. It certainly doesn't happen overnight. That's because the root of tithing stems from your faith in God. The stronger your faith, the greater your belief and understanding that all is gift from God. How we use and share His gifts of work, wealth, and wisdom with others is our gift back to Him. If you are not yet tithing at the 10% level, begin with the percentage you are comfortable. As your trust in God grows and your prayer life deepens in meaning, you will respond with even greater increase to the Lord. I'm Jeremy Belsky, your host for Spirit of Stewardship.
To learn how you can better share your talents and resources, contact your local parish priest. Your level of involvement in the church now positively impacts our faith in the future.